free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look in detail at the White House vaccine czar, Moncef Slaoui. And we had a lot of news about Moderna. They have now become the central focus of Operation Warp Speed. And you should be very concerned about this, folks. We're going to talk about your legal approach to refusing a mandatory vaccine that's getting ready to be pushed into your arm in no time flat by President Trump. We're going to go through what's behind all of this. We're going to take a look, first of all, at the questionable ethics and finances of this company, Moderna, where Moncef Slaoui was hanging out after creating the HPV vaccine at GlaxoSmithKline. He went to Moderna. And that was where he was tapped to become the vaccine czar for Operation Warp Speed. So we're going to take a look at this in two parts. First of all, we're going to take a look at the questionable ethics and finances of this company. And secondly, we're going to take a look at the dangerous nanotechnology and the DNA and RNA manipulation that is inherent in their approach. It's absolutely amazing for me to see how apoplectic people like Piers Morgan and CNN have gotten about hydroxychloroquine, accusing President Trump of murdering people and so forth. Absolute nonsense. We've got a drug that is 60 years old. It's been used for malaria, for a lot of different things for that amount of time. Its side effects are very well known. The side effects for this novel, high-tech, nanotech, DNA manipulation approach are not known. And this is going to be rushed out without any kind of testing long-term at all whatsoever. And what happened with a stock in just the last couple of days, reminiscent of what we saw a couple of weeks ago with Gilead and Fauci, what happened with their stock, this has become even more unethical and amazing, the massive amount of money that's here. Now, we've got small businesses being squeezed out. The life is being squeezed out of Main Street America. And yet millions and billions of dollars are being thrown around to these big players and big pharmaceutical companies. And the media is in on this because they're their biggest sponsor. If you look at the total amount of the entertainment industry and media industry, it's about $670 billion. And the pharmaceutical industry is more than twice that. More than twice that. So who's buying who here? Let me tell you something. This is a leveraged buyout of our Constitution, our liberties, and our country. And Trump is pushing it as fast as he can. You know the old saying, good, fast, and cheap, pick two at best, right? Well, Trump doesn't care about cheap. He doesn't care about good. He only wants fast. And you better look out for your own good because there's nobody in Washington looking out for you right now. As a matter of fact, they're ready to jab you in the back, these political pricks that are up there. That's exactly what these people are. And so we're going to talk about the rise of the Oath Keepers because it's going to be people at the local level that you're going to have to turn to. I can't stress this enough. Forget about Washington. You can look at the Flynn mistrial, the abuse that is done to General Flynn. And what does that tell you? Does it tell you that this is Obama being corrupt and coming after the Republicans and President Trump? No, don't allow Fox News to spin that into that left-right Republican-Democrat paradigm. It's not about that. It's about a completely corrupt government, Department of Justice from the top down. From the top down. Just like nobody pays any attention to what Fauci did. Funding, gain-of-function research when they were told not to. Not only here in the United States at universities, but also in China with $3.7 million. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now. But we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses and fund the InfoWar. Getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, May 20th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It's now day 65 of America Held Hostage. And we're going to run down quickly the headlines of some of the things that are happening around the country. The insanity, the OCD, the obsessive compulsive disorder that has been pushed by the CDC, by Fauci, and is continuing to push that. And folks, we're not going to get back to normal regardless of any restrictions being lifted. We're not going to get back to normal until we remove the psychological disease that has been pushed out on us by the media, by Fauci, and by Birx and the CDC and so forth. You're going to have to have, and we try to do this as much as we can, have credible scientists who are right from the very beginning telling you what is, who have now been vindicated, telling you not to fear like they're doing it. But as I look at the Drudge Report here, and we're going to have a pastor on with us in the next hour, there's a picture of a cross on the Drudge Report, a picture of a cross with a dark and stormy background. New outbreak. Churches are forced to reclose. And I'm going to expose the lie, the fraud, and the panic and the fear behind that headline. Folks, I am sick and tired of this media-promoted psychological control, these lies, this landscape of fear that is being put out there for us. That is an absolute BS story. And let me tell you something. Any churches who believe in the cross don't have anything to fear. I'm not saying you're not going to get sick and die. I'm saying you are going to get sick. You are going to die at some point in your life. Christians don't fear that. They fear God. We don't fear death. We don't fear the grave. We fear God. And we're not going to go for this kind of control and persecution that's being pushed on us by the media, by the Drudge Report, by all these other outlets. I am sick and tired of this. So we're going to push back on this coming up in the next hour because let me tell you something. Forget about the experts. You've got to get, as John Rappaport said from the very beginning of this, he says, as they're locking everybody down, the first thing that has to happen is we've got to have the churches stand up and say, we're not going to do this. You want moral resolve? You're going to have to get that from the churches. You're going to have to get that from people who fear God and not government. And they were AWOL. They were trying to get along with the government. They thought, well, there might be truth to this. Let's understand that. But let's understand that there is no truth to that now. And the purpose of the churches, if anything else, is to shine light on the darkness of these lies. And they better wake up. They better be the people who give us a moral compass, who give us the backbone to stand up to this. Yeah, we can stand up to this because we're desperate. We're losing our livelihood. We're losing our freedom. We're not having any fun. But let me tell you something. When people try to scare you with a threat of death, the only thing that's going to keep you going is your understanding of God. That's the only thing that's going to be there. So the churches are vital to that. The churches were vital to our taking our liberties in 1776. It was a righteous cause. This is a righteous cause. And the churches, even more so than that, need to be leading a reformation of the filth and decay in our country that, quite frankly, I think that this is a judgment from God. And it's not going to change until the churches start to turn things around. But let's talk about the hostage taking of America and the insanity that is coming your way. You know, I reported a few, well, I don't know how long ago it was, weeks, months ago, the ridiculous helmets that were being developed in France. I said they looked like something out of Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. They're these big bubble helmets rested on your shoulder. And the whole thing was a helmet. I mean, it looked a lot more comfortable than these stupid bandana masks and so forth. And maybe it wouldn't restrict your breathing, create hypoxia and hypercapnia, you know, a decrease in oxygen, an increase in CO2, trap all the viruses that your body is trying to fight and expel, trap them all in that mask so you can keep breathing them in over and over again. Nevertheless, I thought it was silly. There it is. You guys are good. I thought that was really funny and silly, and it came out of France. And then about a week after that, somebody said, hey, we can do something. And it looked very similar to that. They came up with a disco version of it so that you could still go to the bars and the rave parties and stuff, and they added lights, stuff like that to party with. Okay, so now we got another invention coming out of France, disinfecting tunnels. And so you go to the shopping market and you can get your grocery cart and you can go through a little box and it's going to spray something all over you. A fine mist of water and nitrogen. It is harmless and it allows surface disinfection of more than 99%. Well, if that's the case, then why don't we use that everywhere? But I don't think I will be doing that. and it's just a matter of time before it comes to America. And of course, we're clamping down on everything in public. You have threats from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio that that New York City may seal off the city beaches if Memorial Day crowds get too large. So don't get out, get any fresh air, any vitamin D. You stay cooped up, you keep that mask on, you stay in your apartment, don't get any sunlight. And if you do, we're going to shut the beaches down, we're going to start arresting people. Here's a clip from a guy in South Carolina, York County, and he's a carpenter. He's having trouble finding work. I mean, we're going into a Great Depression, folks. I mean, here you got people with trades, working class man with a trade, and he can't get a job like the Great Depression. So what is he going to do? He said, I don't want to go on welfare. So he gets up at 2 a.m. in the morning every other day, and he goes way out into the country, picks up a bunch of farm produce and brings it in so people don't have to go through a disinfecting tunnel or any of the other nonsense to go buy fresh fruit, right, at the grocery store. And they can buy it in an open-air market that he set up on his lawn because he's trying to support himself rather than looking for a government handout. And so what does the government do? Well, here's a clip, a video clip number 4.
John Long gets up every other day at 2 a.m. He drives an hour and a half to Columbia and picks up produce to sell right here in his front yard.
So I'm just doing this to make ends meet, you know, put food on the table and pay the bills.
But now York County says that's illegal because it's in a residential area.
If I was uptown, maybe in a food line parking lot somewhere, I could set up and sell. But I can't do it on my own land.
Long is a carpenter who's never sold produce before, but he says no one trying to make an honest living should be stopped right now.
I feel like I'm a man. I should earn what I get. And I'm out here trying to do that.
Fox 46 reached out to York County Zoning to get results for John and ask why a temporary permit can't be granted during the pandemic. The department says the only way Long could continue his stand is if county commissioners change the ordinance.
I just didn't understand why this is happening. Here's a gentleman just trying to make a business, providing a service for the community.
Exactly. See, that's the difference between the Great Depression of the 1930s and today, this Great Depression. The difference was back then the heavy hand of government didn't come along and beat you into the ground. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the rise of the resistance. We've got a lot of police officers. We got a lot of former Marines who are still Semper Fi, getting the thugs to stand down in their riot gear. It's absolutely amazing to see what happened in California. It's stunning, stunning to see this and stunning to hear it. But, you know, that's what's happening now. And this is going to be happening. We are already beyond the peak unemployment of the Great Depression right now. And you can start printing all those silly little pieces of paper, and all you're going to do is make this economic vortex as we circle the drain start to get faster and deeper. We can't print paper money out of this depression that they have now created. And again, the depression is not just an economic depression. It is a mental and a spiritual depression that they put people in. That's why I say you have to have not only experts talk people off of the ledge and talk some sense into them, people who have been right from the beginning, get these people who have been lying to us all along and are still lying to us, like Fauci and Birx, who are moving in to the second phase. And that's to test everybody and scare you and say, oh, it's coming back, it's coming back. You'll run back into your house. See, the test says it's positive. Well, I don't have any symptoms, but the test says you're positive. We'll be right back.
I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design. And the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys have said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because it was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom, and InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
Allergies. Dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Look at this COVID-19 lie, this scam, this false flag. It's concentrated pretty much in New York and California. They were the first ones to do statewide lockdowns. California, of course, is the epicenter of all this. Most of the reported deaths and cases, and again, let's understand that's reported. Nothing real about this. I talked a good deal of time yesterday to Jason Goodman. Take a look at that interview. He's talking about, hey, look, you know, I'm here in New York. I'm doing reports. As many people have been doing, going around to hospitals and say, I don't see the activity here. The doctors who are doing very strange things to film in areas that doctors simply do not film in. Run when he starts to ask them questions and so forth. We've seen all the different clips. A lot of journalists have done that. Let me tell you something. This stinks to the high heavens. This is a fraud coming from Fauci. And being perpetrated on the American people by President Trump because he owns that. He is putting up Fauci and Birx, who are promoting these lies to the American people. He's putting them up on virtually a daily basis for months. And he's still allowing them to set the narrative from his bully pulpit as the president. And he needs to take the liars off and put on some people who have been right from the beginning, who have been people telling people the truth from the beginning. I'm going to take a quick look coming up later in the program at what's going on with Bolsonaro. You know, everybody's saying, Bolsonaro, he has betrayed us. We're all dying and so forth. And yet, if you look at the deaths per 100,000, it's about the lowest of any of the developed nations, even lower than Sweden. They're coming after Bolsonaro because he had a backbone and a spine, and he didn't turn on his own people like Trump did. That's why they're coming after him. They're coming after him because he refuses this Sodom and Gomorrah agenda that has been imposed on other countries. You know, I played for you the introduction of Monsef Slaoui, Francis Collins, the NIH head. They were just gushing about how much they loved Anthony Fauci, who was in the audience. He wasn't up on the dais. But before they got going, the mainstream media moderator who was there said, oh, I've got to tell you this. This great news. You know, the Supreme Court has just mandated a new definition of marriage, and they all were so excited. This is where these people hang out. And so when we look at what is happening in New York, again, the headlines in New York Post, head in the sand. They got a picture of de Blasio, an old-fashioned 1890s swimsuit tank top. Head in the sand. De Blasio won't open the city beaches but demands Long Island accept New York City residents. Police line, do not cross. Get back. Lifeguard. Yeah. This is the insanity that's happening here, folks. The Oregon governor, Kate Brown, fresh off of her defeat at the hands of a judge, said, I'm going to appeal this, of course, has now decreed that residents in closed counties cannot shop in open counties, right? I mean, what's the point of having total absolute power if you can't be arbitrary and capricious about how you exercise it? I mean, that's the whole point, isn't it? The law is in my mouth. It's whatever I say. And so, no, you can't do that. You can't. You got to say, Governor, may I? Governor, may I? We're going to talk about the rise of the Oath Keepers. We've got a lot of law enforcement officers who are coming out and talking about the importance of the Constitution. And we had a major encounter in California where a oath-keeping Marine talks to these police officers who took an oath to the Constitution. California City declares itself to be a sanctuary city from Governor Newsom's strict lockdown order. Now, this is kind of interesting because we've seen sanctuary cities manifest in first to say, we're going to defy the president's statements and policies based on the border. And we're going to invite in foreign citizens who are here illegally. And so we want you to trespass into our country illegally, foreign citizens, and if you do, we will take care of you and we'll protect you from the federal government deporting you. That's what they called sanctuary cities. Well, quite frankly, they don't have the authority to do that under the Constitution, because under the Constitution, those powers have been delegated to the federal government to protect our borders and to set immigration policy. That was delegated. You know, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment says, look, if we haven't explicitly delegated it to you, then that power is retained by the states and by the people. However, there are certain things that have been expressly delegated in the Constitution. Most of the things that the federal government does, probably about 99% of the things the federal government does, they have absolutely no authority for. It's not been delegated to them in the Constitution. They have usurped those powers unconstitutionally. And then they get the Supreme Court say, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that. Just like we can define what marriage is. They don't have the authority to do that either. Nevertheless, once you have delegated that power to protect the border to the government, to the federal government, that's the end of the matter. However, we then had sanctuary cities that rose up in response to gun control agendas. And that is constitutional because those cities are saying, we are a sanctuary essentially for the Constitution. And your explicit protection of your God-given rights laid out in the Second Amendment or in the First Amendment or whatever, right? And so you can't have a sanctuary city that says we're going to stand for the constitutional rights of the citizens. And that's what this city is doing. The city of Atwater in California declared itself a sanctuary city, not for illegal immigrants, but in response to the Governor Gavin Newsom's stay-at-home order, affirming the city's commitment to fundamental constitutional rights and declaring the city of Atwater a sanctuary city for all businesses. This is America. You have a choice. It's time for the government to stop dictating another month, another 3 months, another 6 months, said the mayor, Paul Creighton. He said, when is it going to end? When everyone is bankrupt? Oh, he understands the plan. And he doesn't trust the plan. And I don't trust the plan either. That is the plan. The plan is to bankrupt everybody. The plan is to eradicate the middle class. The plan is, as I pointed out from the very beginning, the same plan that we saw Mao do to establish his power. I'm going to eradicate the middle class. I'm going to eradicate anybody who has an education. I'm going to send them in the fields. And then they all starve to death. You know, because we have to have get our food production up, but then they starved to death. But it wasn't about food production. It was about destroying the middle class. And he did it. And this is about destroying the middle class. This is not about a virus that never showed up. This is about destroying the middle class. And, you know, interestingly enough, we have that Marxist Prince Charles out there. He's telling people in the cities, you've got to go out and pick some fruit. I say, our fruit is getting very thin here, and I need to have some fruit by the fall. I'm afraid we won't have it if you don't go out and pick it. And I said, well, you know, this guy's turned into another Chairman Mao, hasn't he? Why don't you lead, Prince Chuck? Why don't you lead by example? Why don't you get your sorry behind out there and pick some fruit yourself? Pick your own fruit! Or have your butler go do it. How about that? Couple of your butlers, because I imagine you've got a pretty big appetite. Well, I'll tell you who else has a big appetite. That's Governor Newsom. He's calling for $1 trillion in federal aid. $1 trillion. Remember, it was just January that everybody was freaking out about the fact that we're going to grow the debt, the cumulative debt, with a $1 trillion annual deficit. But now we're throwing $1 trillion here and $2 trillion there and $3 trillion there and $1 trillion just to California. And what are they going to do with it? Well, they're already starting to distribute financial aid to illegal immigrants. You just have to prove that you're a foreign citizen criminally trespassing the United States, and they'll hand you a lot of money. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Holland Block has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Pollen Block right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Pollen Block for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Pollen Block. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So that all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. One of the articles you'll see on the Drudge Report is The Age of Resistance, How a Virus Riled Up Michigan and Spawned a Rebellion. And let me tell you, you know, we're going to talk about Moderna, and we're going to talk about them from a financial standpoint, the questionable ethics, the questionable finance, the questionable manipulation of their test and the stock market that's happened in the last 48 hours. And then we're going to talk about what is really dangerous about them. And that is their nanotech, their messenger RNA approach. It's a genetic manipulation using nanotechnology. A very different approach. You know, typically in the past, vaccines in their early form, Louis Pasteur, the idea was to expose you to a weakened but still alive virus so that it would not overwhelm your immune system. Your immune system could learn there is an invader here, learn what it was and attack it. And, or give it a dead version of it, even preferable to that, so that you could attack that. But now it's changed. You know, they've added a lot of adjuvants, to irritate your immune system, to shock it. Those things, along with preservatives, we believe, are responsible for a lot of the damage that's being done by vaccines. So this is not your grandparents' vaccines, the normal vaccines. But now this is completely different. This is genetic manipulation using nanotechnology. And but as I look at what is happening, for instance, in this article, I saw age of resistance. And I was looking into Moderna, which really became their name initially was Mode RNA. And then they rebranded as Moderna. Oh, they're modern. Yeah, no. This is about, I guess they thought maybe it creeped people out to talk about genetic modification. Yeah, it does. It does. And it should. And we'll talk about that coming up. But when I saw age of resistance after looking into these RNA vaccines in more depth, I thought, yeah, we need a resistance. We need antibodies against tyranny. You know what we call those antibodies? Patriots. We call them oath keepers if they're law enforcement, or if they're people who just want to open up their business and want to stand in public and redress their grievances to a government that claims that they're not essential, their lives are not essential. Those are patriots too. And we need to have those kind of antibodies. And you know, in Michigan, they're getting exposed to this tyranny and they're creating the antibodies. Now, you know what keeps you from creating antibodies against tyranny? If they come to you clothed in Republican form, you know, if the disease of tyranny comes to you with a R wrapped around it, oh, these are Republicans. They can't be bad. You know, even though the Republican governor of Texas still has a lid on most businesses, you know, the people, the businesses and the, we got salon owners and gym owners and churches pushing back. All right, we'll give you an exception. But the rest of you people, you don't open up restaurants, 50% at best, even if there's not a single case identified of coronavirus in your county. But if there is, you can only open up 25%. Where does he come up with that, Governor Abbott? And so we need to recognize these tyrants who have clothed themselves, this virus of tyranny that's clothed itself in Republican clothing. And then the antibodies, the patriots just go to sleep. This is not anything I need to worry about. And that's when you die. You understand? That type of viral infection, tyranny clothed in Republican partisanship is even more dangerous because you don't have the resistance forming like is happening in Michigan. Yeah. Governor Whitmer makes it very clear. She is a foreign body that needs to be purged out of that state and the people rising up there. You know, it's not just the Tree of Liberty being watered by blood occasionally, as Thomas Jefferson said, but it's actually creating the antibodies to purge the tyrants. So you don't have to have an amputation. So you don't have to have a bloody rebellion. But it's going to be inevitable if you don't stand up to this kind of stuff. Now, I want to show you what this looks like in California. Run video clip number 3A so we can show people what is happening at the beginning of this video clip. Go ahead and run that, and I'll talk as it's going on. 3A. Now, look at this. Here's a couple of women. They're standing there with signs, a couple of women. And you've got this line of militarized cops. How long have we been talking about the danger of militarized cops? Full riot gear. This looks like something out of China. Full riot gear, body armor, helmets, truncheons, edging them off. And then we have a guy who is a former Marine, but he is still Semper Fi to the oath he took to this country and the Constitution. And he gets on a bullhorn and he starts talking to these guys, and I want you to see what happens. Video clip number 3.
Joshua Coleman reporting from the Sacramento Capitol, where freedom is officially over.
All right, and this is coming from the scoop.us.
They did this video. Reporting from China.
This guy says, oh, sorry, I'm not here in California. I'm actually reporting from China because that's what this looks like.
You guys left, and a couple of you guys stood down.
Now, here's a Marine.
So the question is,
the question is, are you going to stand down?
Tyranny in the face of freedom. Are you going to sit there in your riot gear against peaceful protesters, or are you going to say, you know what? It's time to stand up for my country. Because I took an oath of office and it said I will defend all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
You know, you might lose your job.
You know, you might lose your job, but I'd rather lose my job, he says, than lose my soul.
I'd rather lose my job than lose my soul. Because what are you going to go tell your little boy or your little girl tonight?
He takes his sunglasses off so he can look him in the eye.
You crush somebody's skull.
You tell your little boy or girl that you took your baton off and you crush somebody's skull. That's not honor and courage, commitment.
The question is, do you say, you know, we always have in the military, we have what's a lawful order. And you got to check your when you're given an order and you got to say, is this a lawful order or is this a order? And when something's a order,
when something's BS order and it doesn't pass the sniff
that's
test,
when you say sergeant,
that's when you say sergeant,
you say colonel, that's when you say general, that's when you
sergeant,
say governor,
colonel, general, or
I'm
governor.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that. That's
that.
Right. That's right.
That's what it takes. So the question, I want each and every one of you to do a gut check right now. And there's guys over there that are lieutenants, and there's political games happening right now. People are talking about people, and somebody's looking at me at binoculars right now. Right? God bless them. Right?
There's a snake.
But what
right
I want
there
you to get is now is the time for you to decide. What side of history do you want to be on? I'm serious.
There's a man on a guy that's standing on the roof of the Capitol building.
There's a video of everybody out here. It's going to be out in the media. And there will be some fake news. But there's going to be some of you that hit somebody, that took Pastor Tim over there and you threw him to the ground like a piece of trash. And he was just standing there. And that's going to be on your conscience. And so this isn't a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing, even though Governor Newsom's making it that. So President Trump doesn't get back in the White House in 2020. And we get sleepy, creepy Uncle Joe in there. Right? But what I want you to get, this is a patriotic American thing. That's what's at stake right here. That's what we have. That's what's at stake. And so the question is, you got a steady paycheck coming in, but how many people right here, pardon my language, are getting right now? And you guys are supporting that. You're endorsing that by being here.
He's reminding them they've got a job. But there's people then they're in the audience that are losing everything.
You're endorsing that. You're saying, you know what? I'm okay with that. The guy up there with the creepy voice and the slick back hair that wants to give $125 billion to illegal immigrants, I'm all right with that. I'm all right with the fact that he pulled the permits on anybody that could protest out here. We were only here an hour, and you guys were already starting to draw a line. And I get it. You guys are just doing your jobs. But your job right now is to do a gut check. Your job right now is to say, is this ethical and moral? And if it's immoral and it's unethical, you don't follow that order. It's not constitutional. I talked to my master sergeant that I haven't talked to in about 10 years yesterday.
All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. Infowarsstore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the preglinone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. Infowarsstore.com, and we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months. So I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death. and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because it was only the mirage of safety, movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing.
That's right, we're going to show you those cards that they're trying to keep hidden from you. Yeah, they're playing it close to the chest, and the whole purpose of what I do here is to try to expose that to you. We're talking about the rise of the Oath Keepers, because things are getting to a point here, folks, especially in the Democrat areas. Again, we look at these vaccines that are being pushed at light speed, warp speed by President Trump, at ludicrous speed, referring to Spaceballs. As they're pushing that without any regard to safety or efficacy, as they're saying, they're going to have 300. The goal is to have 300 million vaccines ready by the end of the year, approximately. Well, what is the approximate population of the United States? Bingo. That's right. So as we look at that coming down the pike, you better wake up and understand that there's nobody in the White House right now protecting your interests. Fauci is still there. Birx is still there. They're still pushing their fear. They're still pushing universal testing, contact tracing, lockdown policies. They're making them as recommendations and guidelines. And then we wait and see what the different governors do with it. So, you know, you've got Whitmer, who says, yeah, I'm going to lock down everything. You know, you can't even go on a boat with this stuff, right? And people are pushing back against that kind of tyranny. They recognize that. The Patriot immune system recognizes a tyrant like that. But when you got somebody like Governor Abbott and says, well, we only halfway shut down the restaurants, and if people complain enough about it, if the gyms and the salon owners and the churches complain, we'll let you open up. How about that? But we'll keep the other people locked down. And then the Patriot immune system doesn't recognize that kind of tyrant, and we die. So it's time to rise up. And the people who are starting to lead this, we've got sheriffs, we've got law enforcement officers. This particular clip that I was showing you was a large demonstration at the state capitol in California. And there was a Marine on a bullhorn talking to these riot cops, full military, militarized police force in riot gear, heavy body armor, helmets, truncheons, standing there in a line, threatening people, telling them, your permit has been revoked, go home. With the implied threat, we're going to start bashing people. He says, you already bashed Pastor so-and-so over here. You threw him on the ground like a piece of trash. You're proud of yourself? You're going to go home and tell your kids, what'd you do today, Daddy? Well, I beat a pastor who was defending his freedom to worship. I beat him. He said, you took an oath to the Constitution. And we ran out of time. I want to pick that up and show you what finally happened with us. He was just talking about his, I think it was his master sergeant, I think he said, that he had talked to. He said, I hadn't talked to him for years. So let's pick it up with that and hear what he had to say, his former commanding officer.
It's not constitutional. I talked to my master sergeant that I haven't talked to in about 10 years yesterday. And this guy was an 0311. Okay, he did two tours in Desert Steel, Desert Storm. All right? And this is one of the most ethical guys that I've ever met in my life. And if he was a law enforcement officer, he wouldn't be standing up with a baton in his hand right now. He'd be standing up to the people that were telling him to stand up with a baton in his hand right now.
Amen.
They can all call in sick. And he goes, yeah, you guys could all call in sick. Say you got COVID-19.
Sacramento PD. I'm texting a Sacramento police officer right now who's high in the chain, and they're like, we're not taking anybody to arrest.
We'll be back.
So your own comrades are telling you that something doesn't pass the sniff test.
You hear that? He said, I just got a call from the police commander here, and he says, we're not taking into jail any of these people that they arrest. He said, my master sergeant that I haven't talked to for 10 years, most ethical guy I know, he would not be standing here in full body armor to threaten civilians. He would not be standing here with a baton in his hand. And he kept talking to them. And do you have a clip of what eventually happens there? Okay, eventually. Eventually, they start to turn around and leave. This is how you stop a revolution by the government. We're not talking about a revolution of the people. It's the government that is revolting. They're revolting against the Constitution, and they are revolting in the sense that they are disgusting. And they simply, many of them, need to be reminded of their oath that they took. And they need to be shamed. And to not violating that oath and saying, well, I was just following orders like a good Nazi, because that's what the Nazis said at the Nuremberg trial. I was just following orders. I'm just a soldier. I just kill people. You know, they tell me to kill people. I do it. The Milgram experiment. Just following orders. They know that that works. An appeal to authority. Well, you know, the only way that you stop that Milgram experiment where there's an appeal, somebody in authority tells you, you know, run up the shock. Give it more. Yeah, you're going to kill them, but give it more. I'm telling you, I'm in authority. The only way you stop that is to say, no, you're not an authority. There's another authority. There's a higher authority than you. There is a moral authority. There is a constitution that you also swore to uphold. And there is a God in heaven. You are not God. I obey God, not you. That's the ultimate appeal to authority and to ethics. The higher moral authority. And that's exactly what that guy did in the bullhorn. He said, we have a higher authority. We have the Constitution. You have ethical standards. Every human being has certain understandings of what is ethical and not ethical. You know, as human beings, we understand that murder and theft are wrong. We have to be taught otherwise. And we get accustomed to it if we continue down that path. Our conscience is seared with a hot iron. And but you have to have your conscience seared to some of those laws. We're talking about natural law, things like you can't park here for more than 10 minutes. That's an arbitrary law. But there's a higher moral ethical law that we all understand. And we need to be reminded of from time to time. Let's play a little bit of video clip number one. This is another police officer, and he begins by citing the oath that he takes and then explaining why that's important. Video clip number one.
I solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio, and the laws and ordinances of the political subdivision to which I am appointed, and to the best of my ability will discharge the duties of this office. This is the oath sworn by every law enforcement officer here in the state of Ohio. And it's similar to the oath sworn by every law enforcement officer everywhere in the country. I've taken this oath many times as I've moved from department to department during my career, and also as I've been promoted to higher positions within those departments. The first time I took such an oath was as an 18-year-old enlistee in the United States Marine Corps. And an interesting thing that I've noticed each time that I've taken this oath, or an oath similar to this, is that they don't come with an expiration date. The oath that I swore as an 18-year-old, I believe, is still as valid today as it was the day that I recited those words. There is a slight difference in the oath taken by members of the military as opposed to the oath that's sworn by law enforcement officers here in Ohio. The military oath says to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. To support the Constitution properly, there's no way you can do that without defending it as well. So I don't see the lack of that verbiage in the law enforcement oath as being really different from the military oath. We all swear to support and defend.
All right, this is a great video. You can find this. It's gone viral. You can find it on YouTube for the time being. I'm sure they'll probably take it down because this is a guy taking an oath to the Constitution. That's a dangerous idea, right? But let me tell you that, again, this is a guy who was a Marine, right? Semper Fi. You want to be that guy. You don't want to be those other guys standing there in full militarized equipment threatening civilians, citizens. They're not civilians. They're only civilians in the sense that we've militarized our police. You want to be that guy, not those guys. And after that other Marine lectured them, they didn't want to be those guys either. And that's the way we stop this, with the example of good men, like that guy with the bullhorn, good men, like that law enforcement officer you just heard there in Ohio. And he did that video because he said, I'm very, very concerned about what I see fellow police officers across this country doing. And I'm very concerned about what I see governors and presidents and local officials doing as well. Folks, we've got a sale at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't realize what is coming down the pike, you better be prepared. I mean, are you a prepper? This is your last call, folks. Because you can see when you go to the stores, the supply lines have been broken and they're breaking the farmers. So at the very least, order your storable food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have supplements you may not be able to get, 30 to 60% off, some of them back in stock for a limited time only. InfoWarsStore.com.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus.
Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I just played for you a Marine talking down militarized riot police trying to shut down people from protesting, exercising their First Amendment rights to publicly assemble and to redress their grievances with a government that says your life, your livelihood, your freedom, your liberty are not essential. I'm going to shut it down, and I have no idea when I'm going to let you out again. We'll just have to wait and see. The virus is in control, you know? Well, it's not in control. The government is in control. The government has gone viral. The government, especially the federal government, has gone feral. It is out of control. And we need to have people like these Marine officers who are telling people, reminding them of their oath, reminding them of where true authority lies. Because, folks, these are the people who are the force of government. And there is nothing that we should fear more than force without any authority, force without any morality, force without any ethics, force without any law. And that's what we're getting. We're getting it good and hard right now. We have isolated pockets. We've had a sheriff here, a sheriff there, a law enforcement officer here. We had one we played last week in Seattle, talked about how concerned he was about what was being done to people. First his immediate supervisor said, that's good. I like what you had to say about the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Then a couple of hours, same guy called him up and said, you got to take that down. The higher ups have told us they don't like that. Well, you know, that's where the problem is. It's in the higher ups. We're going to have a grassroots resistance, antibodies to fight this disease of tyranny, not COVID-19. That is merely an excuse. The disease is tyranny. You are the antibodies. You are the patriots to fight this. And you better not be fooled by party labels. And so I want to play for you this law enforcement officer, another one, speaking out. Let's play that briefly in this segment. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to a pastor. Folks, we have to have the police be ethical and guided by a higher standard. And a big part of that is revitalizing the churches who have become so passive, so subservient to government. And a misunderstanding of Romans 13, that they will not stand up to this kind of persecution and control that is coming. They're going to have to stand up. They're going to have to instill a higher moral standard and ethical code, a respect for the true law and authority of this land, or else we're going to just have raw, brutal force applied to us. So let's play video clip number 9.
My name is Michael Sini. I wanted to make a quick video after seeing one recently from a fellow police officer who pointed out and was very verbal about his thoughts that I believe many of us share. I decided to make my own video, encourage others to do the same. What we've seen in recent months is none other than what I believe is going to be viewed as one of the biggest power grabs in American history. We've seen the Constitution seemingly suspended and constitutional rights of citizens tossed aside under the guise of safety and security, something that we've seen before as well. You know, I swore an oath to the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I stand on that oath, and I will continue to stand on that oath, and there is not a human being that can alter my oath between myself and the Constitution, myself and God. You know, choice means having multiple options. If you find yourself only looking at what you see on one news source or the other, that's not choice. You're just falling in line. You know, I ask every human being and every American citizen to question things and look at them, look at both sides. Anyone that knows me from my political side of my life knows that I don't really walk one side hard left or hard right. I stand.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm proud to be.
And we're going to be talking this next hour to somebody else that needs to be, that you need to hear. We've got to grow a spine, and we have to have a rudder and a foundation for this country. We are totally rudderless at this point. We got to get that back. We'll be right back.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the rise of the Oath Keepers. We've been talking about the rise of the resistance, the antibodies to this tyranny. Patriots, very easy for them to understand the infection of tyranny when it comes unclothed, naked, like it, we see it with Governor Whitmer in Michigan. It's a little bit more difficult to recognize when betrayal comes to you dressed as a friend, somebody that you trusted. Somebody that you voted for, a Republican governor or a Republican president. You judge them by their works, you will know them. History is replete, especially American history, with political betrayals. People who run for office with a set of promises and then do exactly the opposite. And sometimes they have to pretend to get behind you so they can put the knife in your back. Judge Napolitano is now urging people to push back on unconstitutional lockdowns as well. He said all these lockdown orders without lawful authority, they're unconstitutional. They violate the Bill of Rights. They interfere with our freedom of religion, with our freedom of travel, with our right to privacy, with our freedom of speech, and our freedom of assembly. And I could go right down the line, because it's also due process. It's also our right to not be surveilled. But, of course, that ship sailed a long time ago, and most people don't really have a problem with that. They don't have a problem when James Clapper lies under oath, and they never even brought him up on charges. He committed perjury to the Senate, to the Congress, and they never came after him. They let the statute of limitations expire on that. Citing the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision to overturn Democrat Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' stay-at-home order and the governor's subsequent admission that he can't dictate the behavior and actions of everyone in the state, Napolitano said, he's right. He's lost this battle. See, the only way they win is if you obey. See, the police officers that were there in riot gear, ready to push those young women holding signs, push them off of the thing, ready to attack the people that already attacked the pastor. Those guys, you have to talk to them and get them to understand what real authority is. Because if they don't obey unlawful orders, it ain't going to happen. And more importantly, if you don't obey unlawful orders, it ain't going to happen. Let me tell you something. With the size of that crowd that was there, if they really wanted to fight those cops in full body armor, they could probably have given them a run for their money. Probably could have. I mean, just go back and take a look at the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. A disarmed population. And what they had to do was get a hammer or something and hit a guard, get his gun, then use that gun to get another gun and another gun and another gun. And they tied down a couple of Panzer divisions for about a month. You don't realize the power you have as a group. And if you refuse to comply, that's very important. But you want to stop the violence. And the way you stop the violence is you talk to these people who are going to be the truncheon of these tyrants. And you talk them out of committing violence in the first place. And, you know, as I mentioned before, that's the way the wall came down. In East Germany, it began by peaceful meetings at churches. And then the church it grew from, 50 or so people to a few hundred people to several thousand people to 100,000 people. And then one day they have a candlelight ceremony and they just walk toward the guards that were on the wall that would typically have shot them. And the guards decide, we're not going to do this. We're not going to be monsters anymore. And that's the way you take down the wall. Yeah, we voted for Trump because he was going to protect the country with a wall from foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing and so forth. And yet the wall is now being built around us. It's not to keep people out. They're not interested in that. They want to keep you in. They want to keep you in your home. And we've got to take that wall down. Again, going back to Judge Napolitano, he said, this governor in Wisconsin, he said, he didn't even follow the law. The law in Wisconsin says that if you want to shut things down for more than 28 days, you have to get the consent of the legislature, and he didn't do it. It's a bluff. You got to call their bluff. You got to expose their bluff. You got to call them out on the fact that they swore, every one of these, it's not just the law enforcement officers, it's all these officials. They take an oath to the Constitution. The Constitution is the king. They're temporary stewards. That is the higher authority. When they violate that, they have rebelled. They have revolted. And they are revolting to look at that point. And so you have to understand that they don't have any authority. The only way that they can accomplish this is if the people who have weapons and so forth decide that they're going to use force, even though there's no lawful authority. And we have to talk them out of that. So we're going to have a pastor joining us in the next segment who has stood up to this and who understands what is coming down the pike. He goes on to say the same thing is happening in Oregon where a similar lockdown order exists. And yet even though the judge shut down Kate Brown there in Oregon, she said, well, I'll appeal it to the state Supreme Court. I don't really care what the law is. Maybe the Supreme Court will let me get away with ignoring the law. And they probably will. He says, as we slept, although the Oregon Supreme Court has put a stay on that ruling. See, it looks like they're going to, it's pretty clear what the law is, isn't it? Isn't it pretty clear what the Bill of Rights says, what the Constitution says? It is definitely clear, and they don't care. And all they have to do is get some Supreme Court, whether it's a state Supreme Court or whether it's a federal Supreme Court, to just say, we don't believe that, just like you saw with Alan Dershowitz. Well, I'd love to defend a mandatory vaccine. I want mandatory vaccines. I want it to happen as soon as possible, and I would defend that. The government can drag you out and stick a needle in your arm, and I'll be happy to defend that in the Supreme Court, and I'll win. Yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. It may be a Pyrrhic victory if we turn into this country into a bloody civil war. I think, quite frankly, that's what they're trying to push. I think they want this country razed to the ground. So they can build their dystopian 2030 agenda, which they've already enacted. You want to know what 2030 agenda looks like? Well, now you've experienced it. I've been telling you about it for years, and now you're living through it. No ability to work. You're going to get all your stuff from robots because, you're so afraid now of humans touching your food or delivering your food or coming face to face with you. So let's let the robots do everything. Oh, yeah. Let's give all of our jobs to the robots. We'll all stay home. They'll cut us a check. They'll give us 5G, they'll radiate us, they'll watch us, and then we'll be able to play at home. And the vast majority of people say, yeah, we like that plan. We like that plan. Let's keep that plan. He says, as we slept, the Oregon Supreme Court's put a stay on that ruling. They will rule the same way the trial court did. Governors are without authority to stop everything from happening. Well, we'll see about that. They don't have the authority, but we'll see if they falsely claim that they do. know, as they turn on everything that we have. This is an important speech from Teddy Roosevelt. It's 1910, Citizenship and Republic. This was pulled out by Mike Krieger. It says, time to remember that this is despotism, plain and simple. The despotism of power-drunk politicians and sociopathic oligarchs. This is what Teddy Roosevelt said in 1910. If a man's efficiency is not guided and regulated by a moral sense, then the more efficient he is, the worse he is, the more dangerous he is to the body politic. Courage, intellect, all the masterful qualities serve only to make a man more evil if they're merely used for that man's own advancement with brutal indifference to the rights of others. It speaks ill for the community if the community worships those qualities and treats their possessors as heroes regardless of whether the qualities are used rightly or wrongly. It makes no difference as to the precise way in which this sinister efficiency is shown. It makes no difference whether such a man's force and ability betray themselves in a career as a moneymaker or as a politician. If a man works for evil, then the more successful he is, the more he should be despised and condemned by all the upright and far-seeing men. As the founders put it, regard with suspicion anybody who approaches the precious jewel of liberty. Anyone who ignores our rights and our Constitution, it doesn't matter how successful as a businessman or a politician or if they're Republican.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now. But we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses. And fund the InfoWar. Getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Block has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Pollen Block right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Pollen Block for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Pollen Block. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out. Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the last hour, I played several clips for you from former military, a guy who was a former Marine, using a bullhorn to talk down the riot police there in California, to remind them of the ethical, moral, and even constitutional considerations. I've played multiple clips from multiple people because I think this is essential at this point in time. We have our political class has essentially gone off the rails in defiance of the Constitution and in defiance of moral and ethical considerations, because let's understand, folks, the moral and ethical considerations are above the Constitution. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, were put there to protect our God-given rights. And that's the purpose of government, not to grant us privileges. And so I want to now talk to another pastor. Last week we talked to Stephen Castle out of Illinois. He is meeting in defiance of the Illinois Governor Pritzker's demands that nobody meet in public. And of course, things are getting pretty bad in Chicago. The church parking lots that are blocked in Chicago. Small business owners are being threatened with fines and jail terms in Illinois. And I wanted to talk to a pastor out of Delaware who put up a very effective video. We'll give you the link to that video in the when we cut this interview out, put it up on band.video. And we'll show you a little bit of that coming up. But first, I want to talk to Pastor Andy Stevens. He's in Delaware. His church is the Milford Church of God. That's MilfordCOG.com. And his website is AndyIsMyCoach.com. Joining us now is Pastor Andy Stevens. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
First of all, let's tell the audience what's going on in Delaware.
Sure. So for 9 Sundays in a row, I've been mandated by with the force of law to preach to an empty sanctuary. The governor has worked by himself, has not worked with the judicial branch, has not worked with the legislative branch of government in Delaware, and unilaterally made his own declaration allowing no more than 10 people to be in a worship service, and actually saying if you have the capability to do it online, you must do it online. And made some allowances for drive-in services with ridiculous restrictions even on that. And so after 8 weeks of preaching to an empty sanctuary, I went on my own personal Facebook page, not as Pastor Andy Stevens or a small business owner, but as a citizen, a voter, and a taxpayer. And I wanted to exercise my First Amendment right to freedom of speech and talk about how I believe the governor of Delaware has trampled on and usurped authority over the First Amendment, which is just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, and this is happening across the country. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let
me ask you before we go into the principles, what have they done anything in terms of enforcement of people who have defied these unconstitutional orders? I mean, small businesses or churches that have opened up anyway?
Well, from what I understand, in a recent City Hall meeting, the police chief did report that there were some churches violating. He would not name those churches, and he did say that there were some businesses that were violating, and he did give them cease and desist orders, and that he relayed all of this information to the Attorney General of the state of Delaware for guidance.
Okay, to your knowledge, have they fined or jailed any businesses or any pastors who have ignored these unlawful orders?
Not to my knowledge in Delaware, no.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, it's interesting. Just for your information, and it probably applies in Delaware, we had Eddie Craig on talking about the laws here in Texas. And typically, if there's a jail term associated with the fine, the citation, they have to give you a real trial with a jury and so forth. So that's something for all of you to remember. Take a look at your laws and your states and see if that applies there. So let's talk about what you said as a citizen, your take on the danger that we're facing now with this government that is moved beyond the rule of law.
Yeah. So to me, I just don't understand where the governor thinks it's his job to impose his will upon the people. He is supposed to execute the will of the people, and the will of the people is being completely ignored. And he's operating unilaterally, denying our First Amendment right. It says the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. And yet we see this man with no reason other than public safety as to why we can't worship freely. And here's the most ridiculous thing. This last Friday, he made some new easements of restrictions. And now food and drink establishments, 30%, arts and culture, 30% capacity, retail, 30%, malls, barbershops, exercise facilities, casinos, horse race tracks, 30%. But you can't go to church? That just blows my mind. It makes you wonder, what are the real motives here? We say it's safety, but I have a plan in place as I've collaborated with pastors all over the country and as far away as Australia. We have plans to make our church safer than going to Walmart. We're just waiting for the government to catch up and get out of our way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we should all be able to make our own determination, because what's really dangerous about this is if they can essentially practice medicine through politics, they're setting up a precedent to say, well, we feel that there is a health risk here. We're not going to let you make that determination. And once you establish that, then they can say, now we're going to mandate a vaccine for you, or we're going to mandate a treatment. We're going to prohibit this other kind of treatment, or we're going to prohibit this other kind of activity because it's for your own health and for your own good.
Right. Well, let's take a look at precedents, right? And that's one reason why I was inspired to speak up. Much to my surprise, I was the first pastor in Delaware to speak publicly about this to my knowledge. That's what I've been told. And the precedence here is, you've heard the expression, give an inch, you'll take a yard. We gave the governor 2 weeks willingly, and he's taken 3 months. So this year, if we let him trample on our First Amendment right to worship freely, what's next year going to hold with a different governor? Right. You can't preach on X, Y, or Z. And if you do, that has the force of law. That's happened in other countries around the world, but God forbid that happen here in America. And I just don't understand. Here's some statistics for you. This is released last night. There's been 304 deaths linked to COVID-19 in Delaware, but 88.4% had underlying health issues or health problems. That means only 35 people have died with COVID-19 and nothing else. That's 0.4% is the mortality rate. That means there's a 96.6% chance that you're going to recover from COVID-19. Yet we've had 90,000 unemployment claims from March 15th to May 9th. We only had 37,000 in the state of Delaware for all of 2019. So this is having sociological and economic impacts that are going to be a real nightmare to cope with. And the people in the ministry, like myself, are the ones that are going to consult business owners and families when they're coping with depression.
That's right. That's right. We'll talk about that when we come back. We can take a quick break. I'll tell you, Pastor Stevens, it is not a conspiracy theory to say, where does this end next year? What happens next year? Because everything these people are doing is following in lockstep behind what China has done, and we know exactly what China has done in terms of religious persecution. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Pastor Andy Stevens. He's in Delaware. So we're finding out what is happening there, and it's pretty much what we're seeing across the country. You have the governor issuing orders to people that are not lawful, that are not constitutional, shutting down our First Amendment free speech, our First Amendment free exercise of religion. This is a very, very dangerous precedent, as Pastor Andy Stevens was pointing out. By the way, you can find him MilfordCOG.com. Also, his other website is AndyIsMyCoach.com. He was perhaps the first pastor to speak out against this. Run the B-roll there, guys, of the speech that we saw on Facebook. And that was brought to my attention, and I will put the link to that original speech. Very good speech. It's about 9 minutes long.
I'll put that in the video for this interview. You'll see that down below if you're watching this video. But I want to get back to Pastor Stevens. So Pastor Stevens, we're talking about the precedent that is happening here. And as we're going to break, I said, I don't think that it's a conspiracy theory at all to project that the same types of things that we're seeing in China are going to be done on a religious basis, because all the other actions that were done in China, all this lockdown, is completely following the pattern that was established in China. And we see this happening across the board, whether it's biometric surveillance that they're now rolling out and saying, well, now it's warranted because we have a disease that we think warrants this. They said it was kind of creepy before when they did it, but now we should do this. And so we have a complete biometric surveillance. We have social credit scores that are going to be, applied to people. We're going to have testing and permission to travel, to work, to go to school, to go to church, and so forth. All of this Chinese system is rolling out. Your comments about that?
Sure. I think it's really, really scary. I mean, you have things like no due process. You can't even travel out of Delaware. If you travel into Delaware, you got to show papers and stuff. What in the world are we doing? And here's the thought I had, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I said, if I want to worship in person with other fellow believers, as my religion calls for, I would have to do it underground. And I want you to think about this. Where else can we say that? We can say that in China, in the Middle East, and in Delaware. Are you kidding me? That's just scared people to death, man. Where is this going to lead next is my concern. And here's the thing. I want legal action taken against our governor so that there's legal precedence that this can never, ever happen again in Delaware or in anywhere in America. This should be completely outlawed. And personally, I think everything that he has declared since March 15th, whatever that first declaration was, should be ruled unconstitutional, null and void, and there should be penalties. I think it's criminal.
Yes, I do. I agree. And I think that we need to stand up and stand for the lawful king of this country, the Constitution. These people have usurped authority, and we need to resist that every way that we can. And that means lawsuits and civil disobedience to the people who are defying the Constitution. That is very important. But I think also, you know, Pastor Stevens, as you mentioned that, I think that at this point in time, just as we have people who have been prepping for disaster, prepping to make sure that they have food supplies and so forth, we as Christians need to start thinking about the coming persecution. And we need to start prepping for underground churches as well. We don't need to go underground. We don't have to hide. These people need to hide. They need to be turned back. We need to stand by our constitutional rights. But we also need to understand that these things can come very quickly, and we need to have that in the back of our mind, don't we?
We do. As a matter of fact, at some point in the future, I imagine a line item in the budget will be pastor's bail fund to bail him out of jail for preaching something or for having services or whatever. It's just ridiculous. And really what I'm concerned about also is the mental health and well-being of our society. You've got a government that is unilaterally picking winners and losers. It's mysterious to me that we hear reports of, oh, somebody went to a church with 100 people and they got COVID-19, but we don't hear anything about that happening at big box stores. We've got small business owners that are completely mystified as to where's the science behind this? Where's your science for your magic numbers of what we can do? And the reality is these people, we live near the beach. They've learned how to sell widgets and Willy Wonka widgets or whatever you want to call them for 12 weeks out of the year and make a living. We've got people here in Milford, Delaware that have learned how to carve out a business, follow all the red tape and all the guidelines and build a legacy. And now through no fault of their own, some of these business owners have not been able to operate at all for 9 weeks. Are you kidding me? Yes. And the PPP loan is not enough for them. And so this is going to lead, and you can't even use the PPP loan properly if you're not employing people, right? Because 75% has to be used for payroll. So, you know, there's more examples. The hospitals in Delaware are losing $5 million a day during a pandemic that requires medical attention.
That's an oxymoron for you, isn't it?
It proves how incompetent the government is that medical facilities are losing $5 million a day because they didn't have enough sense to make one or two facilities COVID centers and open everything else up for business fully. Yeah. We should have quarantined sick people. You don't quarantine healthy people. And I know this is going to lead to an epidemic of mental health issues. Because
well, it's the government trying to micromanage things from a central position. And so, you know, they're bankrupting the hospitals in the middle of a so-called pandemic. They are shutting down our food supply because they don't realize that, you know, when they, we see the food drying up on the shelves, we see farmers having to slaughter food in the fields, you know, whether it's cattle or whether it's produce because they can't get it to market. I mean, the government is doing the same thing to us that they've done in communist countries, that they've done in Venezuela and so forth by central planning. They're destroying everything. And quite frankly, I think there is a method to the madness. I don't think it's incompetence. I think it is them trying to consolidate their power just like Mao did with the Great Leap Forward. I mean, he deliberately starved those people.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder about motives, doesn't it? Like mm-hmm. Joe Biden is living right now in Delaware. And so it makes you wonder, do we want a lockdown so he can't go out and debate and can't make appearances? All kinds of different things make you wonder. But as a pastor, I'm the one who's going to have to sit here and console families after somebody's committed suicide, after somebody That's has right. dealt with depression, after somebody's lost the legacy that they've built up. You've got people right now that can't go to Alcoholics Anonymous. You've got people right now that are home alone. There's people that I know that need surgeries that haven't been able to have them. Absolutely ridiculous in the greatest nation on earth. And the clergy and the professional counselors of our country, I think we're going to be dealing with a landslide, a tidal wave of consoling people and helping people to emotionally put their life back together. And then let's take this. We've got 8 or 9 weeks now of compounded stress. And now they're talking about contact trace program. And the why sounds good on paper, but the how is completely mysterious that nobody has revealed. And there's huge concerns. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a tipping point. You can only push Americans so far.
That's right.
And I'm really, really concerned if the government does not listen to we the people, they're going to hear from we the people in ways that we haven't seen in 200 years in this country. I'm very concerned about
that. Right. That's right. Yeah, we don't want to see this get violent, but you know, I'm really wondering if they're trying to push people into that very thing. You know, when we look at the confrontation that happened in Chicago, it really looks like something you would expect out of China. You've got Lori Lightfoot, who is pretty much a Marxist, and you've got a Romanian Pentecostal church. And these people have lived under communism, and so they know what this is like. So they kind of took an oblique approach to this. They didn't go fully underground, but they parked their cars in other places. She sent the police out to shut them down, and when the police realized they're parking in a bank parking lot, they blocked that parking lot. And they said, well, you know, well, we're doing this to, you know, for your own good. They've got, and by the way, you might ought to give these people a call, Pastor Stevens, Liberty Council. Okay. They're defending those people. There's the Thomas More Center was defending Steve, working with Steve Castle in Illinois, who I talked to last week. So there are various organizations out there that are challenging this illegal operation. But this really is communist tactics. I mean, the next thing they're going to do is knock down the church buildings like they do in China and arrest the pastors.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, when this thing first began, I actually created documents that stated our staff staff members are working at an essential business because we are considered essential.
Hang on, we got to take a break, and I want to get into that and talk about what you did at the beginning of this, and then we'll talk about how the church, you made a good point, how the church is being singled out in the press. We'll be right back with Pastor Andy Stevens. Stay with us.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off and they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. the safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, the Eye in the Sky is going to be looking at everything that you do, following you everywhere, making sure that they then extend their tentacles out in the name of contact tracing and, you know, testing and so forth. This is what's coming. That's very predictable. This is part of the second wave, the second phase of propaganda. The first one was to scare everybody. There's this new disease. It's invisible. You can't see it. We don't know too much about it, except it's going to kill everybody, right? So we're going to inflate with the statistics, going to inflate the case fatality rate. Second phase, as people begin to realize that's not happening, they've got to come up with a new narrative. The new narrative is to say, all right, we're going to release the restrictions a little bit, and now we're going to start doing testing. And now, oh, look, we've got people who show that they're positive. They don't even know that they're sick, but our test says that you're positive. And so now we're going to have to shut down those things that begin to open up. And, of course, they focus first on the churches. We're talking to Pastor Andy Stevens out of Delaware. His church is MilfordCog.com. He also has a website, a personal website, andyismycoach.com. We saw a video where he was talking about the constitutional issues behind this. An excellent speech. We'll have the link at the bottom of this video to that original speech if you want to get more information, see what he had to say. But as we were going to break, Pastor Stevens, you were talking about the what you were doing at the beginning of this, because, again, as a responsible person, as a Christian, and you don't know what's coming, you try to be as responsible as possible. You try to live as much as depends on you, at peace with other people, right? That's so great. What did you do as this all began?
Sure. Our goal is always to be a good citizen. We love our country. I'm a patriot. And so in the beginning, I was hearing from a friend of mine who lives near the border of Maryland and how people are being pulled over without any due process. Show me your papers and different things. And I'm thinking, show me your papers. And I started hearing about other employers giving their employees paperwork indicating that please let them drive their car because they work at an essential business. And so in Delaware, churches have been categorized as an essential business for the sole purpose of doing minimal operations, as they call them, to conduct our ministries online. So I literally made documentation to put in our visors of our staff members and our essential volunteers so that if they were to get pulled over by the police during the stay-at-home order, they could do that. And I've just been dumbfounded. I mean, I've got pages of information here. For a church, for instance, four pages of guidelines and restrictions that just really strive to cripple operations, in my opinion, holy sacraments. They're telling us how to administer the holy sacraments.
It is very much like China, isn't it? The next thing they're going to do is they're going to have you put a picture of the president, the vice president, or maybe the president and Fauci on either side of the crucifix if you got one on the wall. Because, you know, they do that in China. If you put a crucifix up, you got to have a picture of Mao on one side and Xi on the other side and always say, well, that's the two thieves, right?
Yeah. And in China, your sermon has to be edited and approved by the government before you preach it.
That's right.
And that's coming. Just extreme. But if you take a look at all the other different categories of organizations and businesses in our communities here in Delaware, they've got a line or two, a sentence or two. We've got four pages. Really? We are the church. We're the ones that you have trusted to marry, to bury, to dedicate children, to console, comfort, and counsel during times of crisis. We're the ones years ago during flu epidemics that we said, hey, let's not shake hands today. Let's just air high five and here's some hand sanitizer. Really? The church can't be trusted. You can trust a casino. You can trust a big box store more than you can us. You're going to walk around Walmart for a lot longer and touch a lot more surfaces and come across a lot more people than you will go into a church service. It's just absurd to me that so much is being pressed. I almost feel like it's Goliath and David and big government is just picking on pastors in the church, doing it in the name of, we just want to keep you safe. Hey, you know what your job is to protect the Constitution of the United States, and you let us as citizens have the freedom to make decisions. If people feel like they want to stay home and not go to church and not go to work and not go out and play, you know what? That's their God-given right to make that decision if they feel like that's what's wisdom for them. But if I feel like it's wisdom and okay for me to go to church, go to work, and go to play, I should have the choice to do that as a free American. I'm a taxpayer.
That's right.
I'm a voter. I'm a resident of Milford, Delaware, born in this country. And I just can't believe that the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is just being completely ignored. And why isn't William Barr taking action at the federal level, now that we've seen legal presence in other states, to just say this is illegal across the country, all of your orders are null and void? You know, the Bible
he's done a couple of letters, and it's nothing more than virtue signaling because he needs to be shutting this down. The purpose of government at every level is to protect our individual liberties, and that is especially true at the federal level. They should be saying, hey, you know, there's equal protection under the law. We have the First Amendment for churches and for free speech, but, you know, you're talking about what is next? Are they going to examine and pre-approve your sermons? Well, that really, I think, is already starting to happen here in the United States, because when you look at what happens on social media, I've seen several sermons that pastors have put out where they talk about COVID-19. They might talk about God's judgment on our society, put it in terms of our embracing morality that is directly against biblical standards, and that's purged by the masters of social media. And they would like to have all communications, all worship online, so they can control it from that standpoint. And that really is coming, and they will push it from the cyber space. They will push it into physical space, but it's already happening in cyberspace, that kind of control of our religion, of our speech, of our beliefs.
It's actually happened to us. We made a post. We do a Keep Calm with a Psalm every day at noon. It's a 2-minute devotional on our Facebook page. And that's Milford COG, by the way, on Facebook. And I made one a couple of weeks ago, three, 4 weeks ago. I don't remember when. And I said, hey, you know what? There's so much negative news on Facebook. I encourage everybody listening to share something positive, something that, an answer to prayer, something that will build people's faith and give them hope. And I put that out there and it went live and it aired and it's still on there, but I wanted to do what Facebook calls as a boost. I really wanted to get it out there and really, you know, get some traction and get some positive news amplified. The Bible tells you think on things that are positive, good report, praiseworthy, true, yeah, noble, et cetera. And actually they denied my post, and basically, talked about the content. I can't remember the verbiage and the exact language that they used. But the robots at Facebook, just wouldn't allow that to be promoted.
And we know why, because, you know, they've got people from the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups like that who will essentially label you like they did the Family Research Council. They will label you as a hate group if you just support traditional marriage between one man and one woman. You are now by definition a hate group. And so of course they're not going to allow you to promote that type of thing.
Right. Yeah. And see, what I don't understand is, I don't know where in our society we have lost the ability to be civil. I hear people that say we should be tolerant, but those are the most intolerant people in the world because they think if I don't agree with them, that I hate them. Mm-hmm. And then label me with all kinds of nasty labels. And the first thing in my speech that you put the link to is I said, hey, my opinions might differ from yours. It doesn't mean that I don't like you. It doesn't mean I hate you. It doesn't mean I think less of you. And I hope that those things are true of you to me, but often in our society now, we've lost this sense of civility and this ability to agree and disagree, to live and let live, and to be free. And I think that's another infringement on freedom of speech that we've got to be careful about because the government, you know, God only knows what's going to happen in the future. And so that's why I'm not a constitutional lawyer. But I have had people that have no connection to church reach out to me since I first made that video going, this is a violation of constitutional rights. That's and right. I just don't understand right. how in this day when we have so much information and so much access, why am I the only pastor in Delaware saying this? And why isn't there legal action at the national level? I'd ask President Trump if he's listening, William Barr if he's listening. I'm tired of letters.
Yes.
Okay, if governors can make mandates, so can you. Make a mandate. Right. This is illegal. It can't ever be done again. And punish
you
people.
You can stand for the Constitution, and you are required to stand for it. It's not only his right to do that. It is his duty to do that. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much, Pastor Andy Stevens. Again, you can find him at Milford COG on Facebook and MilfordCOG.com. Also, AndyIsMyCoach.com. We need people who can speak from moral authority, from our to stand up for our rights, to stand up for what is right. And it's very important that we hear from pastors, not just Pastor Stevens. Folks, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 30 to 60% off all of our preparedness products, as well as things that are going to support your health. If you're concerned about your health, then you should make sure that you're always in top health. You never know what's coming along the line. Take a look at the products we have there. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off, now back in stock. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 50% off. We're now taking orders for storable food as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
We are 170 days out from the 2020 election. It is a referendum of national sovereignty against globalism. And Obama, Hillary, and the deep state have been caught attempting to overthrow President Trump's election, and they've been caught in two separate coup attempts against the president. Now, they've been pushing COVID-19 to shut down the economy and create a depression, while China's already been open for business for more than a month. This is an ongoing globalist attempt to punish the American people, wreck our economy, and hope that we won't recognize that it is they, the New World Order, that have orchestrated this, and not President Trump. They know their crimes are coming out. They know the chickens are coming home to roost. So now they're panicking and trying to steal the 2020 election with mail-in ballots based on keeping the public safe from COVID-19. The entire COVID-19 system is a giant hoax and must be exposed if America has any hope. So get out there and expose this fraud.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight
Yes,
Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys, water down its roots with tea. And the sun will always shine on the old Liberty Tree. It's a
welcome back, folks. We have to go back and recover the foundations of liberty. And that means that we understand why and where it comes from. And that's why it's very important for those who have taken an oath as members of the military, those who have taken an oath as law enforcement officers, to stand up and remind their fellow officers, fellow military, what that means. And to not become the tools of tyrants who will use force without the proper authority. It's important that we listen to moral leaders, that we have pastors, that we have priests who stand up. We've got some Catholic bishops who are standing up. COVID-19 measures, they say, are a prelude to the realization of a world government. This is a document that's titled Appeal for the Church and the World to Catholics and to All People of Goodwill. Principally written by Archbishop Carlo Vigano, and it is an organization that they put together. They call Veritas Liberat Vos, the truth shall set you free. Forgive my Latin. If you know Latin, I probably just offended your sensibilities because I don't. It's signed by two Americans, the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, and the Bishop Emeritus of Corpus Christi. Has some interesting things to say in it. For example, it says, public health must not and cannot become an alibi for infringing on the rights of millions of people around the world, let alone for depriving the civil authority of its duty to act wisely for the common good. They went on to say, we have reason to believe, on the basis of official data on the incidence of the epidemic as related to the number of deaths, that there are powers who are interested in creating panic among the world's population, with the sole aim of permanently imposing unacceptable forms of restriction on freedoms, of controlling people, and of tracking their movements. This is no longer a conspiracy theory, folks. This is a conspiracy fact. You can see the conspiracy. All the projections we said, all of the different things that we've been talking about for years, what the UN wanted to do by 2030, they were going to do it in the name of environmentalism. Now they're doing it in the name of COVID-19. All of these radical things that people just, you know, face plant and shake their heads when we heard this coming out of the mouth of AOC. That was so 2019. Now, these things have been enacted by President Trump. Just think about that. How rapidly, how suddenly. We are had our society altered and destroyed in so many fundamental ways. How these agendas of income confiscation, wealth confiscation, that's what we're talking about with the shutdown, folks. This is a full-on communist agenda. Wealth confiscation, income confiscation, and of course, it's not from everybody. The people on top, the big businesses, the favored businesses, they will come out of this wealthier than ever. Wealthier than ever, and they're already making money hand over fist. We're going to talk in this hour about Moderna and Moncef Slawi, Muslim who is now running President Trump's Operation Warp Speed to get vaccines to you as fast as possible. Forget what's in them. We just want something out there that says we can go back to business and so forth. He's got a constitution for that. He doesn't need a vaccine program. Now, Moncef Slawi was born in Casablanca, Morocco, and now he is in the other Casablanca, the White House. But they go on in this document to say, the sole purpose of permanently imposing unacceptable restrictions on freedoms, of controlling people, of tracking their movement, the imposition of these illiberal measures is a disturbing prelude to the realization of a world government that is beyond all control. That's from a group of conservative Catholics. And they're exactly right. That's exactly what is happening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
They hate us for our freedom. They hate us for our Constitution, for our Bill of Rights. And I'm not talking about the Muslims in Cape. I'm talking about the politicians in Washington and the White House. I'm talking about the technocratic elite. People from Big Pharma, from Silicon Valley, from the military-industrial complex, from DARPA and others who are all coming together to push this full-on testing, tracing, surveillance to shut down the institutions that would stand for legal authority, to eviscerate the middle class, to confiscate all wealth, all income, to make us totally dependent upon them. This is what's happening right now, and it's happening very quickly. You know, I've talked in the past about Operation Dark Winter and Operation and Dark Winter 2.0. A couple of years ago, I had a whistleblower contact me and said, you know, there's a lot of buzz and the people that I'm involved with about Dark Winter 2.0. And if you remember what Operation Dark Winter 1.0 was, that was happening just before September 11th. And remember, the guidelines for the State Emergency Powers Act and so forth, Medical Emergency Powers Act, that was also written just prior to September 11th. And then they pushed these guidelines out to the various states and said, you know, give yourself legal authority under a health emergency to take over everything. And they've let that set there like a sleeper cell, like a terrorist sleeper cell, like a foreign agent. You know, there's been stories about Soviet agents who, all right, they come out, I think even a TV series about that. Husband and wife, they come in the United States as immigrants and they do everything by the book for a generation until they're activated. You know, after 20 or 30 years, they're activated and then they become the sleeper cell, either of spies, espionage, or of terror. There you go. That's it right there. The Americans. And, yeah, it's a classic meme because it really does exist. And let me tell you what, these Emergency State Power Act, the Medical Emergency Power Act that they put in, and, you know, they wrote it before September 11th. And after September 11th, they said, yeah, it could be anthrax stuff, you know, and And of course, yeah, we did get an anthrax attack. We had these same organizations, CDC, NIH, recklessly running these bioweapon programs, these biosafety level 3 and 4 labs where they don't follow safety procedures, where stuff gets out, and then they take things like anthrax, and they did put it in the mail. Live anthrax, they put in the mail. The government put in the mail. Oh, it was a mistake. We're so sorry. Maybe it was. Maybe they're just incompetent. So why are we letting them shut down our country if they're incompetent? Of course, the other alternative is that they're evil. They've been planning this all along, and that makes it even more dangerous, doesn't it? Operation Dark Winter was the code name, writes Gary Barnett at LouRockwell.com. And I've mentioned this before, but let me just remind you of this. It was a code name for a senior-level bioterror attack simulation conducted from June 22nd to June 23rd, 2001. It was designed to carry out a mock version of a covert bioweapon attack on the United States. At the very center of this was Johns Hopkins University. And, of course, they were also working with the military, the Center for Strategic International Studies. And the same Johns Hopkins that worked with Bill Gates for Event 201 this last fall, but, of course, they've been doing these types of drills pretty much on an annual basis. And as I pointed out many times, the point of the drill is to train everybody that participates in it that you have to go full on draconian, and you have to do it quickly, and you have to accelerate vaccine deployment. That's the bottom line. Every one of these has the moral to the story, and they put them together with news flashes and updates, and they run them over a period of several days, and they have fake news broadcasts about how it's going. And look, it got out of control over here. And oh, look, we've had people in the White House and the Supreme Court and in Congress and in your locality that all got sick and died because you didn't act quickly enough. You didn't throw the Constitution under your feet quickly enough. You didn't push out an untested vaccine quickly enough. That's always the message. And they've been training people on this for 20 some odd years. And the thing that makes us interesting is not that there was an Operation Dark Winter just before September 11th. I've had the whistleblower who told me, yeah, they're talking a lot about Dark Winter 2.0, but then we had Rick Bright, who is now all over news media talking about the darkest winter in modern history. And the guy who contacted me years ago about this sent me an email. I mentioned it briefly on the show the other day. He said, look at this. It's in your face, isn't it? I said, yeah, everything is in our face now, isn't it? Dark winter, dark winter, dark winter. It's coming up. It's exactly what it is. And so Gary Barnett says, I'd expect the term dark winter to become a new buzzword, as this new term, the second time around, is strictly tied to the original scenario, but also applied to today's panic. And none of this is coincidental. None of this is accidental. It's sinister. If things continue as they have been and this lockdown remains in place, whether fully or partially, the anticipation of this dark winter will be on the minds of most all American sheep, especially if it's continually used as a threat of things to come. The current government plan, regardless of what has partially opened this summer, is to continue to mandate social distancing and masks as some sort of faux protection against this non-existent threat, to continue to shame some dissenters that refuse to comply with the government's orders, and to use force, more force, to stop any dissent. In addition, testing as many people as possible with flawed tests will continue. More demands to test will be forthcoming. While that is happening, the contact tracing of individuals will become more and more evident as the tracking technology is advanced and implemented nationwide. And that has been the agenda for a very long time. This has now become the beard, the mask, if you will. COVID-19 presents the mask for the plans that these people have laid out forever. Not just the implementation of the UN 2030 agenda, things like eliminating air travel, locking people into small micro apartments, taking away your ability to earn a living, confiscating your wealth, confiscating your income, putting you on a government universal basic income, getting rid of meat, putting us on an energy ration, all of these different things are now being imposed. And part of that, a big part of that, a necessary part of that, is the tracking and the tracing. Oh, but we have to do it because it's an epidemic, right? An epidemic that is causing the hospitals to go out of business. Dave Hodges with the Common Sense Show did an article where he talked about some things that are very disturbing that some people have sent to him that they have observed. And he said, you know, we think about how it's just six corporations that own 98% of the media and how they have a unified approach to this. He said the most effective SOP in the history of mankind. Mainstream media local newscasts contain the same elements night after night. First, there's the respects paid by the broadcasters to our heroes of the lockdown. And then there's nothing but bad news. And then there's a shift. We have heartwarming and tear-jerking stories that dominate the news, and the end of each story is an admonishment to social distance and so forth. It is pure propaganda. But he had some people writing and very disturbing. One individual said, Dave, a little heads up. This is interesting. I'm a flatbed truck driver, and just the last week, every ounce of rebar in the country is headed to Denver, Colorado. I don't mean small stuff. I'm not talking about number 3, 4, and 5 bar. I mean super heavy-duty grade 60 and 70 big stuff. I would denote a very, very substantial capital works project. Do you know of any in Denver right now? I have 49,000 number of grade 70, 41 feet to 6 inch by number 9. That's a 1 1/8 inch bar. He said one truck after another, something really substantial and really rugged is being built, and you can't see what it is. Also, freight volume and rates have utterly collapsed. The larger trucking operations still running must be backstopped by some entity for now to keep the illusion alive that all is well. Trucking companies are heavily, heavily dependent on commercial lines of credit for day-to-day operations. It's coming down, buddy. What I see on my day-to-day travels, driving is utter collapse. Another one. Dear Dave, I have to be vague because I don't want to be discovered, but I can tell you that the Federal Center in Lakewood, Colorado, we are constructing a deep underground prison. The material coming in is happening at night. However, it is massive. It is not normal. Why would the government need a massive underground prison to incarcerate people? Ask yourself that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hollenblock has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Hollenblock right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Hollenblock for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Hollenblock. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus.
Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just reading you an article from Dave Hodges, thecommonsenseshow.com. He said the COVID-19 destruction of America is not the end game. Here's what's coming. And he goes back to some correspondence that he received from people. One of them was the 18th of March. I read that to you in the previous segment about the guy saying, I can't believe all of the rebar that is in this area is going to Denver. There's something really big. And I'm not talking about big orders of small rebar, big rebar. And I read you all the statistics there. That was 18th of March. Then another one from the 20th of March. And this person was saying, here in Lakewood, Colorado, I can't be specific about this, but we're constructing a deep underground prison. And then he says, and this communication came to me in February of 2020. Hello, I wanted to tell you that I've been delivering parts from my truck to the federal center in the Denver area. I've been picking up shipments from a base that I'm not going to identify for apparent reasons. I've been driving these loads to the federal center in Colorado. I've been given explicit instructions to not look at the cargo. When I arrive on site, the truck is taken from me and I hang out at the snack room, and in about an hour, my truck is returned. In my last trip, I do not care who believes the story, I had the opportunity to look at the cargo. I had issues with my truck not riding correctly, so I open up the back to see if anything had shifted. What was strange was the shipping crates were not marked. I had this overwhelming fear that I was transferring drugs for somebody in the federal government. Not that that hasn't happened. I have a long history of that. If you expose that, they wind up killing you, right? Crack cocaine epidemic that was exposed. Anyway, we won't get off on that tangent. Anyway, I had a suspicion that he was transferring drugs for somebody in the federal government. I was not going to be the fall guy. So I opened up one of the crates at a rest area. There were no drugs. There was an unassembled something, but I did not find drugs. I found a huge blade, a motor, pulleys. I swear I was looking at an unassembled guillotine. I counted the boxes. There were 20. That means I probably had transported about 100 of these to the federal center. I was recently called to do a delivery, and I said I was too sick. Do you know this is going on? I don't want to do this anymore. So those are three stories that were of letters that were sent to Dave Hodges anonymously. But then Dave Hodges says this about his own personal experience. He says, in 2009, I was contacted by two separate law enforcement officials, both of whom I'd known since my childhood. They'd both been part of a drill run by DHS in two different locations in Colorado during the last so-called pandemic, the H1N1 scare. You know, the one where Fauci vouched
for the safety of that vaccine that was rushed to market in 4 months. And a lot of people were injured with that. We'll talk about that coming up. Anyway, the drills took place outside of 125 outside of Trinidad and on I-70 west of Grand Junction. In this drill, volunteers would be pulled over in a DUI type of roadblock. The driver would be asked for permission to scan their arms for a biometric sign that they had received required vaccinations. The scanning device was fake at that time. There were chase cars stationed on the flanks to run down evaders. If the occupants of the car refused to test positive for mandatory vaccinations, they were offered an opportunity to correct their oversight and take the vaccines. If they refused, the men were forcibly taken from the car and boarded on one bus, women on another, and children, regardless of gender, were put on a third. In actuality, nobody got transported. The intent of the drill was obvious. So folks, when we look at fairgrounds that are being set up for detention centers, and I've shown you the pictures of it. Matt Shea, who, by the way, he came on to give us that information, and Matt Shea has now declined to run again for representative in the state of Washington. There's been a lot of personal attacks that he has weathered out there, and but he came on a week ago and showed pictures of temporary constructions around fairgrounds that were in his area. Other people have reported that as well. We've seen people who were detained in, it was in Nashville, a guy who tested positive, didn't have any symptoms, but the test said he was positive. They took him to detention. He didn't want to be there. After a day or so, he hopped the fence. They arrested him and charged him with escape from a prison, from a jail thing, instead of evading quarantine, which would be a minor charge. It's a much more major charge to be charged with escaping prison. So as we start to look at this, as the government begins to roll out these tests, and then we see that companies like Moderna, who have partnered with DARPA, been one of their key partners, DARPA. And we see the Pentagon memo that was somehow just leaked out. Says, oh, COVID-19 is going to resurge. Yeah. Going to research. And there's not going to be a vaccine coming, so just be ready to be locked down until the summer of 2020. Meanwhile, they're going to start testing everybody, tracking everybody based on those. That is the training for the mandatory vaccine and the tracking and tracing and the detention that he had there. It's not necessarily going to be house arrest. It's going to be arrest in other places. This is what's coming if we don't push back on this. And I'm telling you, especially you pastors, especially you law enforcement officers out there, you better start educating people, as we saw earlier in the program. You better start educating your fellow officers. You better start educating your church, wherever you're a pastor, and get them to understand that they've got to stand up for their rights. And now is the time. Now is the time. I'm reminded of that famous meme, actually the very first meme, many people say, the one that Franklin did about the snake that was chopped up. Remember that? Join or die. Well, we're going to have to rejoin society. And instead of those eight colonies, you know, that the history of that was, it became a very, very important meme at the time of the American Revolution, but that really wasn't the way Franklin wanted it to happen, right? Sometimes things don't happen the way people want them. Originally, he put that out to get the colonists to support the British in the French and Indian War. That's why there's only eight states there. He said, you guys have got to come together and defend the country against the French and the Indians. And that was his appeal. At that time, Benjamin Franklin was a diehard loyalist. Later, about another decade later, he went to England, and he was there as an ambassador trying to pull back some of these taxes that were being put on to pay for that French and Indian War, and to say, you know, we need to have a process where we have a say-so in this. They didn't want to do that, right? And so you had a guy pick that meme up and start to use it, and Franklin was mortified, and he came up with one of the the woman that represented Great Britain being mutilated with her arms and legs cut off to say, we got to keep Britain great and so forth. But it was too late. The meme had taken off. And let me tell you something. It's not the eight states that we need to look at. It's the small business owners. It's the farmers. It's the churches. It's the sports fans. It's everybody needs to join together or we're going to die in this thing. There is a plan for all of this. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of that testing and then we're going to talk about Moderna and the shady things that have been done in the stock market in the last 48 hours.
We'll I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now. But we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses and fund the InfoWar. Getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
This is a test of the Emergency Medical Powers Act. And it's also a test of your resolve and a test of your comprehension. Do you understand what's going on? You know, I've got a satire piece here from the Babylon Bee. Governor unveils innovative 37-step plan to reopen the state over the next 10 years. Well, that's about right. It's by 2030. When they have destroyed everything, then they will then have their new society built on the ruins of the current world right now. But here's how it goes. It's called Our Vision for Health, Safety, Virtue, and Eternal Peace, a 37-step 10-year plan to slowly reopen sections of the state economy. Number one, form an exploratory committee to consult various experts on reopening things. Number two, set a date to hear recommendations from this exploratory committee. Number three, create a panel of experts to explore the recommendations recommended by the exploratory committee. Number four, build a new website to post exploratory committee recommendations for public comment. Blah, 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 right? Just skip down to step number 23. Maybe also put a moat around the governor's mansion. Number 24, more drones from China, maybe bigger ones. Number 25, pass a new legislation to fund hiring more enforcers to enforce things. 26, build checkpoints across the state to distribute milk. 27, create jobs by hiring welders to install armor plating on police cars. Steps number 28 through 34 are redacted. You're not allowed to know what that part of it is. 35 is a super secret surprise to be determined later. 36, open the rest of the economy. 37, gladiator games. Yeah, that's right. They've got the number, don't they? It's a Babylon Bee's satire. But let me tell you, when we look at this, the fear-mongering and the second wave of propaganda, you can see it on the Drudge Report, the headlines, new outbreak, churches forced to reclose. And here's the article that's linked on that. It's at the Hill, and what they're saying is two southern churches are forced to reclose after the leaders and the congregants get coronavirus. Now, is this really a problem? Let me read you beyond the headlines the fear, the baseless fear that is being pushed out here. They talk about a small church, a Catoosa Baptist Tabernacle in Ringgold, Georgia. They said the church decided earlier this month to no longer offer in-person worship services for the foreseeable future after confirming that some of its families were dealing with the effects of COVID-19 virus. They said they'd made sure to adhere to social distancing guidelines, but still, some people are dealing with COVID-19 virus. What does that mean? Does that mean they got a cold? Do you know that they've got COVID-19? Has anybody died? No, actually not. And here's the other frightening story that warranted a headline on the Drudge Report from the Hill. The fear-mongering, the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, said that they have decided to reclose last week after the death of Father Donald Kirchner. Now, Father Donald Kirchner was 79 years old. You know what the life expectancy here in the United States is? 78.9. Sounds like Father Donald Kirchner died right on time. Look, there is a time each and every one of us is going to die. We don't know when that is or what it's from, and it is a tragedy when anybody dies. But it is not a pandemic emergency that warrants headlines all over the world when somebody who is 79 years old dies from a cold, from pneumonia. Oh, but you got to stay locked down because that's what the Pentagon wants. That's what the corporate media is telling you. All of them, I know 98% of the media is owned by six corporations, and they're all telling you the same thing, aren't they? Though the cause of his death is currently unknown. But see, they're closing everything down. He was diagnosed with pneumonia before his death, and he received hospital care before eventually being sent home with medication. They didn't even say that he died with COVID-19, but they're presuming it. Because then after his death, the Archdiocese said five of the seven members of his religious order sought medical advice, and all of them were tested for the coronavirus. So they said five of the seven learned that they had tested positive. They're not necessarily sick. They're probably elderly. They're probably not in great health. But to lock it down, to say, see, we told you so. Those filthy churches opened up again. See, it's the churches that are the center of this disease now. It's the churches that are a threat to your health. It's the churches that are going to kill you. The churches are your enemy. Besides being hateful places that think that marriage is between a man and a woman, besides being hateful places that say you shouldn't chop up your babies and sell them for cash, besides being hateful places that say that you shouldn't encourage the sexualization of young children, now those filthy churches are the center of this filthy disease, and we need to shut them down. Just like the governor of Kentucky said first, you know, first governor to single out church, first institution they singled out, or whatever, business, whatever, didn't single out any businesses, said, don't go to church. We're shutting down the state. Don't go to church. And now that's right there at the center of this. So how do we get out of this? Well, the Pentagon is saying, we don't know. We don't think we're going to have a vaccine anytime soon. So we're probably not going to have that till summer next year, summer 2021, says the Defense Department. Same people who are working with Moderna, right? And, oh, by the way, in case you think that the mask is going to help you with some of the surveillance stuff, you can forget about that. New facial recognition tech only needs your eyes and your eyebrows. And, of course, they can tell who you are by the way that you walk as well. That's part of why they want you to stay 6 feet apart. Doesn't really have anything to do with the disease. The disease is tyranny. And the antibodies are patriots who will stand up against it. And the thing that's keeping people from standing up against it is that they come to you, these tyrants come to you dressed in the sheep's clothing of Republicans, the partisan sheep clothing. Well, let's take a look at the White House vaccine czar and the shady dealings that have been happening in the last 48 hours. As Zara Hedge points out, you know, first there was the headline, oh, look at this, his stock went up. You know, this guy, Moncef Slaoui, who was formerly with GlaxoSmithKline, a developer of the HPV vaccine, not Gardasil, but another one that GlaxoSmithKline had. He presented himself as the inventor of the HPV vaccine, but that's not exactly true. He likes to inflate his credentials just like the company that he works for now, Moderna. And as it came out that, hey, he owns stock in this company that has now been put at the forefront of Operation Warp Speed. Got to say that fast. Operation Warp Speed. Got to get those vaccines out. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care if it works. I don't care if it kills people. You got to get it out so I can get the economy reopened and get reelected. That's the calculus that we see from President Trump. It's despicable. Anyway. Last night, as dozens of biotech companies rushed to issue stock following the massive spike in Moderna shares on some extremely preliminary trial results. And let me tell you how extremely preliminary those trial results are. They said our first thing that we're going to do is we're going to take 45 volunteers and we're going to inject them with our DNA-altering vaccine. And look at this. We saw some antibodies from 8 of those 45 people. And they put that out. And the stock market is so desperate for a vaccine, just like the Federal Reserve is desperate for a vaccine, just like President Trump is desperate for a vaccine, just like Alan Dershowitz is desperate for a vaccine. And he says the government can force you to have one. And he'll defend that in the Supreme Court. They're all desperate. The Pentagon is desperate for a vaccine. They all want to vaccinate you. And just to say that 8 out of the 45 showed that their bodies had done something that looked like a they produce something look like antibodies. On that basis, the stock market jumped nearly 1,000 points. And this stock went up massively. And this White House vaccine czar sold $12 million worth of his stock options based on that. It's about money. It's about control. It's about tyranny. It's about a technocracy. We'll be right back with more details. Stay with us.
We are 170 days out from the 2020 election. It is a referendum of national sovereignty against globalism. And Obama, Hillary, and the deep state have been caught attempting to overthrow President Trump's election. And they've been caught in two separate coup attempts against the president. Now, they've been pushing COVID-19 to shut down the economy and create a depression, while China's already been open for business for more than a month. This is an ongoing globalist attempt
to punish the American people, wreck our economy, and hope that we won't recognize that it is they, the New World Order, that have orchestrated this and not President Trump. They know their crimes are coming out. They know the chickens are coming home to roost. So now they're panicking and trying to steal the 2020 election with mail-in ballots based on keeping the public safe from COVID-19. The entire COVID-19 system is a giant hoax and must be exposed if America has any hope. So get out there and expose this fraud.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world, it works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations. I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design. And the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to begin to talk about Mode RNA, or as they've now renamed themselves, Moderna. This is where President Trump's White House vaccine czar comes from. We're going to talk about the questionable ethics and finances of this company, give you a little bit of background on that. We're also going to talk about the technology, and we don't have enough time for that. Since this is the final segment of this show, I'm going to be on the Alex Jones Show the bottom of the first hour. And we're going to go into more detail about this because, folks, you have to understand, when we look at this dangerous new approach to vaccines, this is a new use of nanotechnology. It is a use of DNA-altering RNA strands. It's basically, it's like a virus. So we're going to talk a little bit about viruses. We're going to talk about the immortal cell lines, the connections between viruses and cancer, the connections between vaccines and cancer, and this new dangerous mode that they're putting out. And so we're going to get into all that. We're going to begin it a little bit here in just a second. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program, all the programs that we do here. We've got a big sale going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 60% off many of our best-selling items. And, of course, as you all know, we've all seen the stores and what they look like, the empty shelves, how the supply chain has been messed up. Food, if you are not prepared for what may be coming, there is no change so far in what is being done to the deconstruction of our food supply, our medicine supply, and other things. We still have storable food available for order. So you might want to think about prepping. Prepping is no longer something that the most cautious among us do. It's something, if you're paying any attention, and I think every one of you are, is something that we all need to be aware of. So think about that. Storable food is now available for order, and we don't know how long or what kind of access we're going to have for these basic nutritional supplements, things that are necessary for your health, things like Ultimate Krill Oil. I take that on a regular basis. Anybody who's had circulatory issues and so forth, that's a very, very effective supplement. Ultimate Krill Oil has been out of stock. It's now back in stock, 50% off. Same thing with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's been out of stock. That's now back and 50% off. We have the 8-Pack Power Stack. That's now 70% off. Things like Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars are 40% off. Ultra 12 or Vitamin B12, Bod Ease, that's a anti-inflammation product. It's turmeric and other natural ingredients. Both of those 40% off. Pollen Block, very effective to clear your sinus passages. As I've said many times, that's the only thing my wife has ever found that works for her sinus problems. Pollen Block is now 50% off. Many products, 30 to 60% off. Actually, I'd say 70% off, because the 8-Pack Power Stack is 70% off. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's take a look at what's happened in the last few hours, last couple of days. As Zero Hedge points out, you had the test results that were released by Moderna. They had the first tests of this new vaccine that they rushed to market. They had 45 people in the study. 8 of them, they said, produced something that looked like antibodies to to COVID-19. And so on the basis of that, there was a big boost in the stock market. Moderna shareholders, however, points out Zero Hedge might be in for a bruising bait and switch, as reports about insider share sales have emerged, and Moderna, along with dozens of other biotech companies, seized on the demand to issue even more shares. They said not only Moderna's billionaire founder, Stefan Bancel, once compared to a post-scandal Elizabeth Holmes, and we'll talk more about that, the White House's new vaccine czar, Moncef Slaoui, also holds, or rather held, more than 150,000 option contracts on Moderna shares worth more than $12 million. He'd resisted pressure to divest from them despite the blatant conflict of interest. Zero Hedge says we were joking yesterday when we speculated that he'd probably be glad to exercise these options at the current prices, and lo and behold, he did. He cashed in. Gets $12 million off of these stock options. And again, this is another one of these preliminary test results, which, like we saw with Gilead's drug, remdesivir, that was hyped by Fauci, there's absolutely no basis for the optimism on that. Oh, we're going to make this a new standard of care. While these people are melting down about hydroxychloroquine, we know that hydroxychloroquine has been used for decades. You got people like Piers Morgan saying, proves that Trump's going to have death on his, these people's deaths on his hands. Well, look, it has to be prescribed. And if you are at risk, they know what the risks are for this. Like I said, it's been around since the 1940s for malaria, for some other conditions. I think it's Lyme disease or something like that. It's been around. People know what the side effects are. It's nothing new that somebody would use a old approved drug for off-label use. The issue is that it doesn't cost $1,000 a pop like remdesivir does. This is why these people are melting down in mainstream media. This is why they're accusing President Trump of murder. They're not accusing him of murder for pushing at warp speed a vaccine and rushing the Pentagon to get out 300 million doses by the end of the year. I mean, that's what Operation Warp Speed is. President Trump should be criticized for that, not for talking about hydroxychloroquine. But getting back to what really happened with the shares here, as Moderna shares rallied yesterday, the White House said the new vaccine czar, Moncef Slaoui, who'd resigned from the biotech company's board just days before, planned to sell his options. A press release touting the sale hit news wires this morning about 5:30 a.m. Eastern time. Most of the press was still sleeping at that point in time. At times during the press conference where Trump introduced Slaoui to the public, the new czar's enthusiastic words about Operation Warp Speed, he claimed that this was all doable to produce 300 million doses of a still non-existent vaccine by the beginning of next year. He said that is doable. And this is something that Moderna has been criticized across the board for. That is two things, the hype and the secrecy. If you go back 4 years, back to September of 2016, Stat News was complaining at the time about the secrecy, the lack of any scientific papers to talk about what they've done. It was all hype. Moderna is worth more than any other private biotech in the U.S. That was in 2016. Former employees said they felt that the CEO, Bansal, prized the company's ever-increasing valuation over its science, and its valuation at that time was over $5 billion. Moderna has pushed off projects meant to upend the industry to focus first on vaccines, though it is years behind its competitors in that arena. One former Moderna scientist said it's a case of the emperor's new clothes. They're running an investment firm, and hopefully it will also develop a drug that is successful. Moderna just moved its first two potential treatments, both of them vaccines, into human trials. This is back in 2016. They shut down those trials after that. And yet, when you look at what happened with the at the beginning of this so-called epidemic, as President Trump was talking to these individuals, first he had the CEO of Regeneron. They said, well, we can do 200,000 doses per month if we start in August, if all goes well. And as I reported, and this is on C-SPAN, Trump, that got Trump's attention. He said, okay, so that would be faster than what we just heard from Sanofi Pasteur vaccines. They said, well, it would take several years. These other guys said, well, we could get something to you by August. At that point, the only way you could beat that was to not talk about weeks or months, but you had to start talking about days. And that's exactly what Stefan Bansal of Moderna did. As CNN described the C-SPAN video, they said he glanced across the table at Fauci, and he said, I'm very proud to be working with the U.S. government and to already have sent in only 42 days from the sequence of the virus our vaccine to Fauci's team at the NIH. And so Trump seemed to tune out everything except the talk about the time frame. So you're talking about over the next few months, you think you could have a vaccine? Correct. With phase two? And he said, you won't have a vaccine, said Fauci, but you will have a vaccine that can go into testing. So based on that, about half of the money, nearly a half a billion dollars, $483 million, was earmarked to Moderna. And it was earmarked by this guy who is now pushing the idea of dark winter, Richard Bright. And they said, what is normally done in years, we're going to do in record speed. They're not going to really know whether it's effective, and they don't even care if it's safe. It's just got to be fast. They're looking for somebody who can do it fast, and I tell you what, we've got some fast buck artists at Moderna. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but when we get on the Alex Jones Show, at the bottom of the first hour, we'll talk about what this vaccine, this nanotech RNA vaccine, is really about.